This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, will you once again allow us to express our greeting to Yachtitude? Once again, I express our gratitude, and before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist the opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction, in the exchange of information. And once again, you will find it very easy to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as that meditative state, and you have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we spoke to you of the human consciousness having an effect upon your entire universe, in this conscious reality that you experience, this illusionary reality that is absolutely within your capacity to control, not only within your capacity to control, but which you do control absolutely, in your connection with this total consciousness that's responsible for the creation of this reality, of which you are the one, not only a piece of the one, but all that is. You and the Yachtitude entity existing once again within your vibrational level are the creators of what you experience in your entire universe. And so, you, as an entity once again, of which you are involved in, are involved in a creation process of realities that can result in, should you continue in your present beliefs, your choices and decisions, your present expectations of what it is that you're about to experience in this system, changes to your earth. We hesitate to make predictions are always subject to change. If you change your beliefs, if you change what it is that you desire, if you make alterations in your choices and decisions, if you utilize your imagination once again and change your expectations, you change what it is that you experience. And so, once again, it's difficult to make any type of a prediction of what you are about to experience in this reality. Difficult primarily, not only because you have the option of altering that reality, but because you exist in the now, this time and space concept only exists in your awakened consciousness state. So once again, predictions, many times, are not only difficult, but are subject to alteration of events that can occur in your awakened consciousness state, in this illusionary reality. However, should you continue upon your present belief system, you are about to experience major alterations in this earth that you exist on in your awakened consciousness state, this illusionary reality. You are about to experience major shifts in what you refer to as the plates that form the landmass, if you wish, of this earth that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. is a result of those alterations, shifting of your price. You will experience as well an alteration of the earth's axis, and the earth will, for lack of a better explanation, spin and warble slightly out of balance for a period of time. And during that period of time, you will experience the eruption of what you refer to as volcanic action in various sites around your Earth system, particularly along what you like to refer to as the fault lines. And as a result of those eruptions, those volcanic eruptions, there will be disruptions in your atmosphere, in disruptions which will affect your capacity to interact with each other through the utilization of your current devices that you use for communication, as well as your methods of traveling and dispersing, if you wish, throughout your Earth system. As you are involved in that experience, you will also experience an alteration of climatic changes throughout your Earth system. And an alteration that may appear to be temporary, but in some instances can be quite extensive and cause what you in your awakened consciousness staff would refer to as less than desirable results, less than desirable experiences, based upon, once again, your present beliefs and belief systems, based upon our explanation that all of you are involved in this creation process, based upon what it is that you in your awakened consciousness that would look upon as being less than desirable experiences or events, you are, once again, based upon the current beliefs and choices and decisions and expectations that you as a human consciousness are holding in a scenario where it is very highly probable that you will experience the alterations that we have explained. Your choice. It's important to understand that it's your choice. To come back to a previous explanation of how it is that you are all the one, and how it is that you as the one create this reality, and it's important as well to accept the responsibility for that creation process in order to make the alteration. You see, again, as we have suggested many, many, many times, the stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, but gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems and rejoices in the process. And so what you, in your awakened consciousness state, may appear to look upon as being less than desirable events, we assure you, at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, you rejoice in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems, of granting you your expectations of what it is that you truly expect to experience in your awakened consciousness state. You create that reality as individuals and as a human consciousness. You are all that is. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that, once again, is not judged as being right or wrong, is not controlled or influenced by any factors that exist outside of your vibrational level. It's your reality, it's your illusion, it is your creation. And should you continue, once again, to hold the beliefs, to make the choices and decisions, to hold the expectations, then you will experience the alterations that we have described in your Earth system. You will experience a shifting of your land masses. You will experience a wobbling of your earth systems that results in extreme volcanic action and action in results in climatic changes in interference in your current lifestyle. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not judged as something you should or should not have the opportunity to experience. But once again, simply your spark of consciousness rejoicing in the validation of the creation process. Now, we had suggested many times that you, as entities, have altered the energy that you utilize to create this reality, to maintain this vibrational level. And you, in your awakened consciousness state, are influencing the reality that you experience in a manner that's been difficult for you to achieve in your past. However, you still exist in a situation where you believe that it is possible for you to influence your reality more effectively from a meditative state. And so we continue to suggest that you utilize meditation to assist you in your reality creation process. And by utilizing the meditation, we're suggesting that you utilize altering your consciousness while maintaining your awareness. You see, in that altered state of consciousness, you're closer to the true reality, the true existence, and the connection with who and what you truly are. While maintaining your awareness, you can indeed, unlike when you're in a dream state, have a more conscious effect upon the experience and upon what it is that you desire to experience in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state. And so we encourage you to become involved in utilizing your altered state of consciousness, that meditative state, while you maintain your awareness. And in that altered state of consciousness, we would once again impress that it's important and it enhances the outcome of the entire process if you utilize all the aspects of your imagination. Your sense of smell, sense of touch. Imagine what it would be like to experience the reality that you are utilizing in your imagination in that altered state of consciousness. The more real that you can master, then indeed the better the result. Utilize your imagination. Reality creation is, in effect, what you desire through the utilization of imagination and your expectation. We suggested many times that you look about at all of the seemingly great inventions that you have had, of all of the progress that you would refer to in your so-called modern society. And at some point, it started out as someone's imagination. Utilize your imagination in your altered states of consciousness. Utilize your imagination by bringing into play all of your senses. Make it visible that you will enhance the reality creation process. You are all that is. You create your reality and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The reality is an illusion. It's a reflection of what it is that you believe. You not only can, but do change it. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I have a question. Regarding the earth changes and the plate shifting, etc., that we are creating through the human consciousness, belief, Can you reflect back to me what our line of reasoning was on that, if, to go through all the, what I see as the effort of bringing in the new energy and to live here more consciously, and then what appears to be just messing it up again? I'm not understanding why we would even think that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it's important to understand that the level from which you create the consciousness has no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. It's an important aspect of this creation process, that the right or wrong only exists within your awakened consciousness state. So in your awakened consciousness state, you judge whether or not this is a desirable or less than desirable. But at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. And so to suggest that this is messing up is an awake consciousness concept at the level of your reality from which you create that. Or rather, at the level of consciousness from which you create that reality, there is no such judgment as to whether this is a right or wrong experience. You exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings, and that stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate your beliefs and belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong. So that's a necessary element to understand when you look at this overall alteration of your earth system. The only messing up portion of it is in your awakened consciousness state. It doesn't exist at that level from which you create the reality. Now, in your awakened consciousness state, you have entities who are holding beliefs, making choices and decisions that your earth system, through various reasons, reasoning in your so-called awakened consciousness state, are influencing your atmosphere and having an effect upon your earth and your earth system. It's not necessarily that it's negative or positive. Once again, that's an awake human consciousness concept. However, there's an expectation that through this creation process, although in your awakened consciousness state, many entities don't look at it as a creation process, but rather as experiencing something which is beyond their control. But holding belief and the expectation that the activities that you are involved in your awakened consciousness state are going to result in these alterations of your climatic environment, and as a result of those alterations of your climatic environment, that you will indeed alter your earth system. It's not a case of entities messing up, so to speak, but rather holding beliefs, making choices and decisions, having expectations that as a result of activities that they choose to be involved in, based upon choices and decisions, that they will influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, that it will influence your environment and have a negative impact upon that environment. When you have a human consciousness where there are large number of entities holding that belief system, having that expectation that as a result of the activities you're going to alter your entire environment, you would alter your atmosphere, you hold that belief, you correct the reality, and the stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, whether you're messing up or doing it right. As far as the part stock of consciousness that you are that creates the reality is concerned, you never mess up. It's always a validation and a creation of a reality based upon your beliefs and belief systems. And so in your awakened consciousness state, and we're simply referring to you in particular, but in your human consciousness awakened conscious state, you, as a human society, if you wish, believe that you're involved in activities that are influencing your atmosphere, that are influencing this earth system that you exist upon, and as a result of holding those beliefs, and as a result of the choices and decisions and expectations that are based upon those beliefs, you create the reality. Messing it up is only an awakened consciousness that, believing that as a result of the activities that you're involved in, you will have these consequences. Holding that belief brings about the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. So we're not going to suggest that you're holding a wrong belief, wrong attitude, that you are making wrong choices. That's a human consciousness concept, and a human consciousness decision, a human consciousness judgment, if you wish, based upon the reality that you experience. From our perspective, as from the perspective of this stock of consciousness that you are, from which you create the reality, it's not right or wrong. It's not messed up or correct. It's simply a validation of your choices and decisions, of what it is that you desire, of your expectations, of your imagination. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not right or wrong. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. Does that answer your question?
Well, it does, but I would like to clarify that, I didn't mean messing up in a judgmental way, that it, I mean, a mess can be just a mess, but for, it didn't seem like a very new energy type of belief system, if that makes sense. But I, you know, we've done the old energy belief systems where we had, you know, plenty of volcanoes and floods, etc., and what we would consider from the conscious level to be negative experiences. And I just sort of, I guess in my imagination, pictured that new energy belief and being in the new energy, that we were coming to a more conscious understanding of creating, and would be creating more conscious, loving, joyful experiences. And I just didn't see that as being, I mean, not just, there's obviously a part of us, as you say, that is thinking it's all great because it's a validation of belief systems, but I guess I just didn't see that as sort of a new energy type of scenario we would want to create, and I couldn't understand why we would think that was something. I almost thought we would be bored with that kind of stuff. Like, we just weren't going to create it anymore, but I see that I missed the memo. That was my clarification. It's just versus, you know, in the new energy, the type of belief we would be creating.
In the new energy, in its ability to consciously influence your reality, is an ability that exists throughout the entire human consciousness. Now, because it exists does not mean that everyone in your entire human consciousness is going to buy into, if you wish, that philosophy or that belief system, that they can influence this reality from their conscious state in a manner that's been difficult to accomplish in the past. Similarly, there are many who would never accept that they are responsible for this creation process. There are many who would never accept the responsibility that they were indeed the creators of this illusionary reality that you exist in. Nonetheless, whether they accept the responsibility or not, does not alter that fact that you create the reality, that they create the reality, that everybody existing within your vibrational level is responsible for the creation of this reality. Because in your awakened consciousness state, because you don't accept that responsibility, doesn't take it away. It just simply means that you create and experience all types of realities that validate this belief that you're not in control. You create the realities to validate the belief that you hold. And if the belief that you hold is that you're not in control, then you will have all types of realities to validate that belief and belief system. And so, if you wish to believe, for example, that there are entities existing outside of your reality that are influencing and creating your reality for you, you not only can, but do have that. If you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that surround you, that protect you and create your reality for you, you not only can, but do have that. What's important to understand from our perspective is that those guides and angels are there because you choose to put them there. It's your creation. And you can have that. We're not suggesting for an instant that one is superior to the other. What we are suggesting, however, is that if you wish to have control of your reality from a conscious side, then you must accept the responsibility for it all, including the guides and angels that should surround you, including the creation process of this reality. Now, as there are those who would not accept that responsibility for this reality, there are those who would not accept this concept that you have entered into the new age and new energy. But that does not, for an instant, remove them from having that capacity to influence the reality from their conscious state. That doesn't go away simply because you don't believe it. It exists throughout your entire vibrational level. It's a force that you put in place as a human consciousness. You don't have to buy into it consciously, but subconsciously, you absolutely have created that alteration of the energy. From the level of which you create this reality, you have indeed created this illusionary reality, where as a result of the alteration of the energy, the reality you experience is influenced from your consciousness in a manner that's been difficult for you to achieve in your past. Whether you buy into that philosophy or not, does not matter. It exists as surely as it exists that you create this reality. That you're responsible for the reality creation process. As we have suggested many, many times, over and over, there are but three things you cannot change in this reality. You create the reality, you are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else is up for grabs. Everything else is within your capacity to alter. Not only is it within your capacity, but you do alter it on a continual basis. And so in this new age, new energy, there are many entities who don't buy into that philosophy, but perhaps have never in their awakened consciousness state even become made aware that there's been such an alteration of the energy. But we assure you, at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, from the oneness that you are all connected. You are all interacting and you all know. But that doesn't mean that in your awakened consciousness state that you're aware of that concept. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you have these entities who are holding these beliefs that you are about to experience extreme climatic changes, that you're doing things that are resulting in these alterations of your climatic environment throughout your entire Earth system. And whether they buy into the New Age and New Energy philosophy is immaterial. When you consciously, as a human consciousness, hold those belief systems and you have the expectation that you are about to experience it, and when you make the choices and the decisions and you utilize your imagination as to what it is that you're about to experience, you create the reality. And it's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad other than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. And so, what you perceived in your belief systems in terms of this alteration into the new age and new energy is not the only perception of what it is that you're going to experience existing within this vibrational level. And should you, once again, as a human consciousness, continue in the current consciousness belief system and the consciousness influence that it should every entity existing within your vibrational level, whether they choose to believe in new age and new energy or not, is immaterial. They're influencing the reality consciously in a manner that was not possible or very difficult for you to achieve in your past. All the entities are, as a human consciousness, influencing the reality that you experience. All of the entities at some level of their consciousness brought into this alteration of the energy, alteration of your capacity to influence the reality from a conscious state, and as a result are experiencing the realities that are validating their conscious thoughts and choices, their conscious expectations, and their conscious belief system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I can see now. It kind of makes me think we're running around with loaded guns. But yeah, I understand that. Thank you.
Well, now, well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable experience, and we would like to express our gratitude again for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. We would remind you once again as well that we are not separated by time or space, and that we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with the attribute, you know, but to express the intent. And until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.